Statistics indicate that Ghana's health institutions need a lot of support from both private and public organizations in order to deliver quality health care to the people. The Ghana Nurses Association branch in the UK, which has been supporting health care posts in the country, however, says its efforts are sometimes thwarted by the heavy duties they pay at the port on health care equipment to support some communities. According to the former president and now patron of the Ghana Nurses Association in the UK, Madam Mary Owusu, officials from the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority need to assist the association to support the health sector without restrictions.
If you're looking after someone, for example, a child with particular breathing difficulty, and you haven't got the equipment to look after this child, you're compromising their life. Should have equipment. These equipment should be monitored, checked, and serviced so that we can use regularly. Or perhaps ask people over here for a particular. There are so many associations, not just men, right, and say, we have a particular equipment, you know. If we can, we will do our collection either. No more. We've sent things to Ghana before, and we had a lot of problems at the port. So people should be relaxed about these things. And you know, if we do that, then we are able to help. But if we are restricted, we can't. Yeah, I appreciate they're also doing their job at the port. But if the hospital has asked us for an equipment and we're taking it there, then we should be allowed to do that with all the papers and everything. It should be very difficult. If you do that, we get put off. So we don't do it.
Former president and now patron of the Ghana Nurses Association UK branch, Madam Mary Owusu.